who wants to share their story with the group?
I'm Angel. I have acute myeloid leukemia.
Sid, acute lymphoblastic leukemia.
Hi, I'm PJ. I have neuroblastoma.
I'm Patrick.
The group leader.
Testicular.
I'll spare you the gory details of Patrick's ball cancer. Basically, they found it in his nuts. They cut most of it out, and he almost died, but he didn't die. So now here he is, divorced, friendless, living on his parents' couch, exploiting his cancer-tastic past in the heart of Jesus.
At home, Patrick needlepoints the rug.
To show us that one day, if we're lucky, we could be just like him.
He scans the group.
Who's next?
He looks to the short-haired teen.
Hazel?
Hazel takes a breath from her oxygen tube, then rises before the group.
I'm Hazel. Thyroid originally, but now with quite the impressive satellite colony in my lungs.
And how are you doing?
You mean besides the terminal cancer?
She shrugs.
All right, I guess.
She sits back down.
We're here for you, Hazel. Why don't I play another song?
Patrick straps on his guitar. Spreading a faint grin, Hazel looks to a bespectacled teen bobbing his head. He grins back.
Christ is our friend and he'll be there till the end. Christ is our friend and he'll be there till the end. Christ.
Later, Hazel exits the church, wheeling her oxygen tank like a carry-on suitcase. Her blonde mother spots her from a burgundy sedan.
Hey, sweet pea.
She wears a wide smile as Hazel plops into the passenger seat.
So, was it awesome?
Hazel stares at her mom.
Yeah, Mom, it was awesome.
Her mom continues smiling as she pulls out of the parking spot.
And that was my life. Reality shows, doctor's appointments, 8 prescription drugs, 3 times a day. But worse of all.
Now at home.
Support group.
You cannot make me.
Of course we can. We're your parents.
Come on, we've been through this. You need to go. You need to make friends. Be a teenager.
Mom, if you want me to be a teenager, you don't send me to support group. You gotta, get me a fake ID so that I can go to clubs and drink gimlets and take pot.
You don't take pot?
Okay, well, that is the kind of thing I would know with a fake ID.
Can you just get in the car? Please.
Hazel pretends to stab herself in the stomach. She flops over.
And so I went. Not because I wanted to or because I thought it would help me, but for the same reason I did anything these days. To make my parents happy.
I really don't understand why I can't just drive myself. It's not like you're gonna do anything. You're just gonna sit here and wait again.
Of course I'm not. No, I've got stuff to do. I'm gonna do errands. Yeah. I love you. Have fun.
Hazel crosses the parking lot.
The only thing worse than biting it from cancer is having a kid bite it from cancer.
Her mom lowers the window.
Hey, make some friends.
Hazel heaves a sigh. In the church, she finds a wheelchair-bound boy in the closing elevator.
Oh, sorry. I'll take the stairs.
No problem.
Thank you.
She bumps into a teen.
Sorry.
Their eyes meet.
My bad.
I'm sorry.
Glancing back, the tall, handsome teen bumps into a door. He flashes a sheepish grin, then proceeds. Hazel smiles after him. Now she faces a bathroom mirror.
Oh my God.
Hazel fixes her short brown hair and adjusts the tube at her nostrils. She softly shakes her head. Now with the support group.
So who'd like to start?
Smiling, the handsome teen stares across the group at Hazel. She notices him.
Off. Go ahead.
Hazel stares back. She glances off, then meets his intent gaze. The handsome teen keeps his eyes glued to the young beauty as she looks down and crosses her arms. Hazel peers back at him and he smiles.
Isaac, I know that you're facing some challenges right now.
Hazel lifts her brow defiantly.
Share with the group, or maybe your friend here.
I'll share. Hey guys. Hi, I'm Isaac. I have a retinoblastoma. We had surgery on one eye when I was younger, so this is a glass eye. And then I'm going into the hospital to have another surgery to take out the other eye. So after that surgery, I'm just gonna be totally blind. But I'm lucky because I have this beautiful smoking hot girlfriend who's way out of my league.